Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. If you would like to ask a question during the question and answer session, please press star one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I will turn the meeting over to Mr. Andrew Veitch.
Good morning. This is Andy Veitch. I'm product manager in IBM Tivoli for the Tivoli NetCool Performance Flow Analyzer. It's a new product that we're introducing now, and we're pretty excited about it. We brought it over as a development that came in from IBM Research, and so here we go. Going to slide two. This is just showing the IBM whiteboard and where in the architecture for performance or for networking management where this fits. It's performance management. It will aid in your evaluating your infrastructure and automation. And again, it does monitoring. It's reporting on your systems. Moving to slide three, sort of to pique your interest. This is a sampling of some of the kinds of reports that the Tivoli NetCool Performance Flow Analyzer can provide. It looks at what it can tell you is it can tell you what traffic per application, per quality of service, per host and destination, what networks, what these applications are running across different links within your network. It's very valuable for network managers, enterprise network managers, service providers to have this information. It allows them to analyze situations much more clearly and address their business needs. So let's move to slide four. And slide four is the agenda for this meeting. The first item that we'll take on is what are the business challenges that the Flow Analyzer will address. The next provides an overview and some information about how it can be used, followed by use cases. And then we have some pricing information, a little bit of competitive information, and a call to action. And then we'll have Q&A. So this is not a deep dive, but it should give you a fairly solid foundation for understanding what this product can do, how customers will be able to use it, and how we sell it. And then we will have plenty of time for Q&A to answer any specific questions. Moving to slide five. Challenges that network service providers and enterprise managers have. A network is clearly a business-critical resource. Most applications now are distributed. Businesses are distributed. You look at IBM's business. I work for somebody in North Carolina who works for somebody in Austin. When people are distributed, they need to be able to access these remote systems. Any type of failure or loss of connectivity or diminishment of that service affects the business and affects the bottom line. So it's very important to ensure that that resource is up and running and providing those services and those applications to the users when they need it, and that the people managing it have the opportunity to anticipate the need for growth, need to optimize the ability to add new services to the network, and know that they will not be affecting adversely those existing services, as well as be sure that what they're introducing will have the quality of service needed. Let's move to the next slide, slide six. So here we are. We're introducing the NetCool Performance Flow Analyzer. Going to read the text right now. With this new release of the Tivoli NetCool Performance Flow Analyzer, IBM continues to lead the market in offering feature-rich, cost-effective performance management tools for enterprise and service providers. No other company offers so many world-class solutions that provide in-depth, detailed analytics and hands-off automation solutions to its customers. This tried-and-tested solution comes from the world-famous IBM Zurich Labs. It has been used for years internally by IBM and externally by customers that need the best tools in the market. So this is a brand new product, but it has been developed by IBM Zurich, and IBM Zurich was providing this to a small set of customers who were very happy with using it. We felt it was time to bring it into Tivoli, to sell it through Tivoli and look at how it can fit within the Tivoli portfolio. Moving to slide 7. So here is an overview. Tivoli NetCool Performance Flow Analyzer is a flow-based network profiling system designed to gain tight control over end-to-end resource usage for hosts, servers, services, applications, protocols, domains, autonomous systems, QoS, interfaces, and user-defined combinations of those aspects. So, and then I'll talk to this broadly in a second, but again, down to detail, it supports NetFlow, IP6, JFlow, CFlowD, NetStream. So what is NetFlow? NetFlow is a technology developed by Cisco a number of years ago. It allows for the examination of traffic flows across points within a network, typically a router interface. It will track the volumes of data and per different combinations of these specific attributes that I listed above. So as the data will pass through this point in the network, it will look at the source address, destination address, protocol, look at the type of service byte to see what the differentiated services are. It can look at all of that information as well as the next layer, layer 4, the transport layer, in order to see source and destination ports. And examining all of these packets traversing that interface, it's able to determine the volumes of traffic going, fitting any of those patterns of those host to destination. So we can then, with that, infer what applications are being used. And this allows network managers now to see exactly what is going on in their network. In the past, a number of years ago, it used to be, say, an interface began or a link began to become congested or utilization became very high, there was no visibility really into what was actually happening. So in order to address any kind of network performance issue, it might be, let's go add some bandwidth. Today, with the ability to drill down and see these details, a network manager is able to say, okay, I can see the details. I ought to be able to maybe move a server. I can see that it's this application that's filling this link. I can just move a server, and that will address my issue. So there's able to cost-effectively and more expeditiously address types of these situations that occur in a network. So I listed, told you what it does. It senses these technologies allow for sensing the traffic that's traversing points within the network. These are different protocols. NetFlow was essentially the first. It's gone through multiple versions. It started a number of years ago. It's up to version 9 now. IPFIX is the IETF, or the Internet Engineering Task Force standardization of a protocol for carrying this information. So IPFIX stands for Internet Protocol Flow Information Exchange, and it's based upon NetFlow version 9. And in the past, various organizations have studied this, and CFlowD came out of a group called CAIDA, and that's been adopted with Juniper. Juniper now has JFlow, and then NetStream is Huawei. So anyone that's using IPFIX or a variant of NetFlow will have support for it from our product. Again, the last paragraph, traffic reports provide detailed asset usage information ranging from seconds to years. Profiling system supports network planning as well as network operation. I gave that small example previously. For instance, through identification of network congestion causes. All right, let's move to slide 8. So what are the benefits for the flow analyzer? Optimize, protect the operation of business-critical network infrastructures. The example I gave calls out one way that that's handled. Increase operational efficiency. Reduce network outage times. Discover server dependencies to reduce transition and relocation costs. Again, the example I gave, I mentioned that the solution might be moving servers. You can see what users are using, what servers within a network. You might determine, based upon the pattern of usage here, we can move things around, relocate servers and to places where it will be minimizing the amount of or optimizing the utilization of the network so that we can reduce costs, save time in acquiring total ownership costs, save failure costs for the rollout of new applications, support identification of server consolidation opportunities, help determine what has been deployed to support business level processes. All of these can be addressed by understanding what the details are, what it is that's traversing your network, and being able to apply that knowledge to do redesign, understanding long-term trends, understanding periodic trends, what happens during the day, allow for that planning. And there's also the opportunity, if a problem has been identified, someone is seeing a problem out there, it helps identify the specific source of that problem rather than applying an axe to it, use a scalpel in order to address it. Moving to slide 9, here are some important features of the Flow Analyzer. It is highly scalable. It does process things extremely quickly. Adaptive time series aggregation database is large and allows for near real-time computation of these aggregations and computation of statistics on these aggregations so that information can be presented. Supports a high rate of flow information being received. Reports extremely fast, so it's not a bulk processing type interaction where you ask for reports and then get them later. It's highly interactive. It's very lightweight and flexible. It's got a small footprint. It can be installed easily. And it installs easily. It's very fast for installation and getting up and running. Extended functionality, high reporting details, traffic relationship visualization. At the beginning, I showed some of the screens that are available. Flexible domain definition suited for distributed installation. So on a very large scale system, it might be that a single install will not work. You can run multiple versions of the TNPFA in order to get the coverage you need. It is fully standards compliant. As I mentioned, it covers NetFlow up to V9, IP fix, as well as some of the variants that are used by some other vendors. It passed the IP fix interoperability test. It does support IPv6 today, and it will support secure communications. Moving to slide 10, for the usage of the Flow Analyzer. There are different use cases. As I said, you can use the Flow Analyzer whether you are you can sell this into an enterprise, small, medium, large enterprise, as well as to tier one service provider. It's appropriate for the different problems that these different users will have. And then even within the large-scale service provider, that would include managed services. So, for example, WAN access monitoring, people coming in and using the network for remote access. You can track how different users are using it, what type of services they're using, what quality of service, if there's certain service assurances, they've bought different level of services, you can track that to see how they're doing. What are they utilizing? If they've bought a service for VoIP and they're using quite a bit of VoIP, you can track that, offer a greater service, or certainly recommend that they're going to be having a problem in the future because it's being used at a near capacity of what they purchased. Local traffic monitoring in a LAN, trying to track who's using what applications within the LAN to see what's going on. You may have, even within that metro or something metro in that enterprise network, different IPTV or VoIP. You can track these different applications, who's using what, in order to tell users how they're doing. Maybe reorganize the network, move servers around based upon the patterns that you're seeing. And then in multi-site monitoring, I mentioned things like the managed network services. You can certainly see a situation where you have different sites connecting in. If it's an enterprise network, it might be remote stores calling in to use different servers in the core network at the central server farm. You can certainly see how it's important for those remote sites to get good quality of service. It's important to track how they're using applications. If you have a managed network service, you need to see how the different sites within each service, say an IPVPN, how they're doing. Are they getting the quality that they expect? Are they using the right application that they have subscribed to? Moving to slide 11, this talks about some of the server dependency detection. Again, this is a way to see how people are using the network, and if we're seeing that there are variations, you might see that there are changes in the latency on another system, and then you track that, and you can see, okay, I see that there's an increase in certain applications at different times. A network service provider or an enterprise manager can then determine, okay, I need to move things around in particular ways to get the best performance. So it allows for, with the information, the details on what applications, it allows for someone to intelligently relocate things. Moving to slide 12, I mentioned these are just a couple of use case scenarios. One is network planning. Another is sort of real-time network monitoring, because it does do near real-time situation. So the first is looking at the historical NetFlow data, which you can see and examine with the TNPFA interfaces. And with that, the previous example I just described, you may say, let me take a look at this and see what I'm getting with different servers, how links are being utilized for different applications. And with that, you can address that with the TMPFA. I'm just hitting the button once to see what Tivoli is doing today. We do have a NetFlow tech pack within Tivoli NetCool Performance Manager, but there are challenges and that make it inappropriate for some of the smaller networks and small and medium enterprise networks, and even some of the larger challenges. It's TMPM is fairly heavy. It's a large system. It's not cheap. Customers might not want to take that on. Also, there are some analytics that are available with this TNPFA that are not available with the NetFlow Tech Pack today. One of those, chief among them, TNPFA will store raw data. So today, if a network operator mainly in, say, the network monitoring mode, where they have seen a problem and need to understand it, might be running the system. Say, let me just see among network to network. I just want to get some details, or network to servers. I need to get details on what applications are being run and at what volume. But then there might be a performance problem. Something has simply, say a network to network has increased in volume dramatically, but it's not clear why that had happened. It's necessary to take a look at those flows and look down at the details, say, from the host within one of the networks to see whether there's an issue with a host utilizing things. So with the ability to do this detailed analysis that the Flow Analyzer application provides, the user can go in and look at that and say, okay, I see that there might be a problem with a server, there might be a problem with one host is generating things spuriously that's causing this problem. And this Flow Analyzer will allow that level of analysis. Today, the tech pack with TNPM does not support that deep analysis. So that's a key feature today, the Flow Analyzer. Finally, the TNPM work is ongoing to improve and update the reporting and support some additional report types, but that has not been completed, and it is a general solution for supporting not just Flow but other application or other network monitoring uses. The reporting today within the Flow Analyzer is better, and it has some things that are unique for presenting Flow information. So that's an application that's very valuable that way. Hitting the button once more, we can see Tivoli with the Flow Analyzer. Benefits of the standalone Flow solution: small, it's lightweight, easy install. It's very good for the small and medium-sized enterprise networks, and even above, depending upon what types of applications people need. And it's suitable for that detailed analysis I just mentioned, and that's appropriate whether it's for a small enterprise all the way up to the service providers. If there's a performance problem, it's best to have the detailed information, be able to work with it to address the problem, Without that, the solutions are really might not work. You just don't know what's going on. This will allow for rapid and correct resolution to these problems. Down the road, final button. If you take a look at that, there's a rectangle on the lower right that says integrated TNPFA-based TNTM NetFlow tech pack using Tivoli Common Components. So this is not set in stone, but where do we see this situation evolving to? Well, we do know that TNTM will be updated with new reporting, and it will be taking on new analytics. In fact, the tech pack today does have some advantages in certain situations. It does allow for some trending and baselining capabilities that exist in TNPM that don't exist today in TNPFA. But as we move down the road, we see that these capabilities will be needed both for the small and medium enterprise as well as for the large solutions, where what you also get with the tech pack is the ability to have in a single solution presenting the flow information, but also presenting information on other resources in the network, whether it's QoS traffic management information that you might get today in the TNPM with what would be called the CBQoS tech pack, or latency information that you get there. So we can see these things being integrated down the road, still supporting the small footprint installation for people that need it, but seeing greater adoption of some of this into TNPM and greater support for integration to getting those reports that integrate flow information with information from other resources. Moving to slide 13. All right, so now we're moving into so what I've covered so far is a little bit of use cases and some of the technology. Now we're going to take a look at cross-selling, upsell into target markets. So we have a couple of scenarios here. Providing historical NetFlow data collection and trending for network planning, application traffic monitoring, and profiling. Audience, that might be a network analyst, someone that needs to deploy a new service, someone that needs to add new servers, what have you. So target existing performance management audience, target ITM, ITCAM customer base. So what we're looking at is today with those applications, it's more for IT management, people that are managing these applications, managing these services, and care to understand how the servers are doing, how the service is being supported for their target audience. But they have a hole in how they address problems today. They don't, they can say, okay, I can see that the response time for my customer seems to be suffering, or there are problems where messages are not processed, information is not processed properly, but they don't have the ability to then do further analysis and understand exactly what's going on, how the traffic that is being generated by a client or by a server is being managed within the network. They just know that there's a problem. With the addition of the Flow Analyzer, it's another tool that someone that's managing these services can use to sort out the types of problems they're having. So where ITM and ITCAM cover a great deal, there's a point where they stop, and the TNPFA can cover the network part of their, analyzing the types of situations they're trying to solve. Or it can help in the planning. They might be, offering a service, and it can help them plan for that, looking at that information. In the second scenario, analyzing problems dynamically, again, similarly, there might be something where they see a problem in the network, and this allows them, they can see something's happening with ITNM that's affecting a service. And again, they can look at the data from the Flow Analyzer in order to address that. Moving to slide 14, has some additional scenarios. Using TNPFA, it can be configured, and it can identify when there's either a distributed denial of service attack or there are viruses. Something's happening with my PC. This has been used in work with the Zurich team to leverage NetFlow data in order to help identify when viruses, you can see a high volume of data. Let's say the Nazi viruses come in, and now suddenly you see a large number of flows, each of which seems to be unique. It's got different headers, but they're all 64 bytes. This TMPFA can be used to identify these types of problems and perform reports this way. So there's a valid solution for security analysis and denial of service attack. Also resource usage and chargeback. It can be used to track what hosts are using what services, what networks are using what services, in order to report that information for those that need to track this and identify what the customers are doing with their network. And then provide dynamic credential list discovery capabilities to existing Tivoli offerings. There is integration today with Tatum, and we're looking at ITNM. So it will provide for things such as visibility of transient dependencies between applications. So if we can use this in order to see these relationships, that could be a key differentiator for us. Moving now to slide 15, which is pricing. This is in line with a number of other Tivoli applications and the way they are priced. Certainly, it is well aligned with Tivoli Nicole Performance Manager. And as a performance management solution itself, I think that's a good way to make things consistent within that part of the portfolio. There is a base price for an install of the flow analyzer. In a situation that requires multiple flow analyzers, it requires multiple base install charges. And then there's an RVU pricing. So that is based upon the number of systems that are reporting flows. So let's take a look at this. However, I do have on this slide, there's a section labeled important. And it's important to understand when computing the RVU to count only those resources that are generating and sending these flow records. So you might have a very large network. In the scenarios earlier, we mentioned different ways that people could use this. If you're managing a flow analysis, managing IPVPN, a managed service, for example, you might see the distribution of the flow monitoring at the edge, so that it's on the provider edge routers, and it's monitoring the traffic coming into the network. So you would say, okay, we will then charge for the different routers that are doing the sensing on each of these provider edge routers. In another scenario, it might be that a service provider is using it. He's looking for some details, but mainly he's looking at it just to get information what applications are coming from my peering networks. I'm a service provider. Who's generating VoIP traffic? What sort of other peer service providers are generating VoIP traffic or generating other traffic coming in with certain quality of service requirements? Because that's going to be important for me as a service provider to do chargeback or settlement with my peers. So that might be a different way, and therefore you would track those routers that are facing peering networks. That's where the flow monitoring is going on. But understanding where that is going on, those are used in order to compute the RVUs. It is not counting the size of the network. It's just those that are generating the flows. So moving to the next slide, which is slide 16, I'm not going to go over these in complete detail, but you can see we have some different base install. We have the base install, and then we have the pricing for the different RVUs. So moving to 17. In fact, I made a mistake. The bottom half of this table shouldn't be here, but it's really that we have used essentially very similar to what's used with TNPM, a tiered structure so that you have large routers, medium-sized routers, down to the small CPE routers. And you use these points in order to do the RVU computation. So again, you might have a core router or one of these situations where it's only monitoring information coming from a peering service provider. But that would be a big router, and so therefore, but that's also going to mean that there's many flows traversing it, whereas you might have distributed a number of CPE routers, but since they're only monitoring information from the network or the customers that are feeding that data in, it's going to have a smaller volume of flow. So there is a direct relationship here between the amount of volume of flows being monitored and the size of the systems and the RVUs. We have a VU table for doing the computation. That's in slide 18. And in slide 19, I have an example. Also, in the sales information that has been sent out, we do have a Word document that describes a great deal more detail here of how to do this. But in this situation, we have a number of small routers as entry points. It might be this managed network service, IPVPN, and you can see that we have 100 of those, and we have 20 larger routers. Based upon that tiering table that was on two slides earlier, you have 70 points for each of the small routers and 250 points for the larger routers. You do your computation, 100 times 70 and 20 times 250, and you come up with a total of 12,000, and then, or excuse me, 12,000, and then you do your computation of 12,000 times the factor that was on the previous page, and you get 600 RVU. And then 600 RVU times, in this situation for the TMPFA, it's $200 per RVU, and you get a value of about $130,000. Now, let's keep in mind, when we're looking at this example, we're saying that there's 100 small routers doing this and 20 large routers, but that's not every router in the network. We're assuming for different sized networks, a subset of those will be used for doing the monitoring and sending the flow data back. So that's why you get a value of about 130,000 here. We're assuming that's for a fairly reasonably sized medium to large enterprise network or even a small service provider. Going to slide 20, we are anticipating particular deal sizes. $20,000 to $50,000 for your basic enterprise or even a small CSP, say $250,000 for a large enterprise to a medium CSP, and potentially even larger for a large service provider. This is a new product, so let me make sure clear I call out this next paragraph on slide 20. Because this is a new product, we expect its capability and pricing will be unfamiliar territory for most of you. I've gone through it here. We do have that document. But for this reason, we highly recommend communicating with product management and the pricing team whenever you are proposing a sale. That allows us to work it through with you. There may be situations, the way customers have chosen to deploy their network monitoring, that the pricing might seem high or seem low for a particular environment. So it's definitely in those situations it's worth speaking to us. And in fact, we will learn things by working with you because it is a new opportunity. So that is highly recommended. Next slide is 21, taking a look at the competitive landscape. There are a number of applications out there today. We have a column listing key features that might be important, and then the applications that are out there that we might compete with. The first column is this new flow analyzer, and then we have Fluke, who owns Cranog, and they call it NetFlow Tracker. There's NetQoS and say, Arbor, which has been traditionally focused on the security of the network. You can see things. Generally, there is not a tremendous lead among these. NetQoS has nice consumability and does have, in fact, some integration with, say, MIB2 type data. But in general, we have a fairly strong offering here It's ease of use, it's configurability, it's screens, it's reporting, all are on par or better than the competition. Moving to the next slide, which is slide 22, call to action. Moving to slide 23, this is call out these bullets. Identify the customers to target, talk to your customers, understand the challenges they face, understand what their plans are for new and existing initiatives, look for any issues they've had, outages, mergers, acquisitions, sell bottom-up and top-down. Absolutely, we believe that the flow analyzer can fit and be a good fit or a complementary piece of software for the software that is currently out there, ITM, ITCAM, CNPM. It offers features that will extend the capabilities that operators have for those networks to do planning and to do analysis of the problems they have. Sales progression, product flow analyzer, quickly pinpoint root cause protocol, network-related problems, understand connectivity between servers and network efficiency. I'm sorry, this is on slide 24. This is calling out key features of each network manager, quickly pinpoint root cause of network-related problems, reduce mean time to repair and improve uptime. Performance manager, fill in service management and visibility gaps, improve service availability, expand preventative capabilities. And SQM, bring services into the context of a business value. That fits for that and for TN or BSM. Improve responsiveness to business needs. Priorities through real-time business service dashboards. Final slide, 25, and then we'll do Q&A, and I hope there's a lot. I am the product manager. Jim is sales enablement support. Earlier slide had Doug Anderson if there's additional pricing questions, and there's a link for getting sales kit. It will be EGA on September 25th, but it is available for sales today. So that is it, and let's begin the Q&A.
Thank you. At this time, we'd like to take questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. You will be prompted to record your name. Please unmute your line and do so when prompted. To withdraw your request, you may press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1, unmute your line, and record your name. One moment, please. Andy Bandy, you may ask your question.
Good morning, Andy.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Andy, this is pretty good. I'm glad that we finally turned this into a product that we can sell. Couple of questions, Andy. So in this situation to watch scenario, when you're describing the denial of service attack portion, do we have does the flow analyzer have the ability to send out traps saying, hey, I've recognized, traffic that is out of sorts?
I don't believe it does today. That's a really good question, and we've looked into that, and it does have some specialty capability, but it does not have this trap generation, so that will be coming near the top of the list for enhancements, for sure.
Okay. How about from a web integration perspective, is it set up so that it will integrate under, like, TIP?
It does not today. TIP is on the roadmap. However, I believe you're looking at H1 2011. But that's where we are today with planning. A lot of it has been going. We've been moving very, very quickly to bring this in, get things up to speed. So we have certainly thought about it. That's where it looks like it is today, given where we are.
Okay.
Certainly, we are interested in getting any feedback on these to help us shape our priorities.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry, what's the database, the back-end database that is saving
There is a proprietary database for this running in the thing that indicated patent pending for very fast response and in memory. It also will store raw data within files.
Okay. The reason I was asking is because, you know, I saw as part of the SQM, you know, or TBSM being able to leverage the flow data as part of its analysis. That's why I was asking. So I was wondering if it would, if the database would lend itself to being pulled for raw performance data.
That's an interesting question. Let me write that down, and I will. I'll check if there's. Certainly, we can post Q&A from this to one of our, you know, to a sales website or something like that. So let me check on that.
Okay. That's it for me. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Andy.
At this time, I'm showing no further questions.
I do just want to call something out, which I didn't put here. Reviewing how we're going to make money, we do currently have a pipeline of 33 active opportunities. Certainly, there were queries into the Aurora team in Zurich, and we have taken those on. And in addition, since we've introduced this in its, you know, partial release end of last month, we have had quite a bit of interest. Certainly, as you can probably hear from the way Hanny raised it, we have had interest in this from existing customers, TNPM customers I'm familiar with, as well as others. So there is quite a bit of interest, and we will be actively pushing to provide additional information as we move forward on how this will be complementary to these other applications I mentioned with the ITCAM and the ITM and getting that information out there. So we are very excited about bringing this in because we believe it has a lot of potential.
Andy Bandy, your line is open.
Andy, Andy, have we thought about turning this solution into an appliance?
No, we have not given it any thought that way. Interesting.
Because, you know, given the nature of flow data, right? I mean, most service providers will want to deploy this as an appliance, right?
Well, it itself does not do the sensing, though. It's not a probe that sits on a line. It's getting the information from the other boxes.
Right.
But, I mean, yes, you could certainly, you know, I understand what you're saying. You could certainly, you know, just say, you know, put it out there, you know, have a prepackaged solution that someone can just plug in without having to do anything. But we have
right.
not really given that thought.
So, it's a good idea. I mean, we have one of our technology partners, ESM Technologies, has done some really cool work in terms of being able to package a lot of the Tivoli solutions, including a lot of the NetCool solutions, as an appliance. So the customer comes in, says, hey, I'm looking to do monitoring. They're like, yeah, just slide this appliance in, right? It's for ITM, ITCAM, Omnibus, Impact, TBSM, what have you, right? And so the solution is really easy because they've reduced the installation time, you know, and configuration time by 2/3. And so it's like just plug it in, give it an IP address, and run your discovery or, you know, configure whatever you need, you know, and you're done.
Right. I know that, and I'm not familiar with some of this, I know that there's been work for some of the other things in Tivoli, or I believe there has been, for, you know, allowing to, you know, on a system, an IBM system, you know, running things on a blade so you can just plug things in, sort of prepackaged that way. And that might be something that we should take a look at as well. So, yeah, we'll take that in, take a look at that. I mean, I am interested, anybody here who has feedback on, you know, where they see this might work within their opportunities or customers they're working with, we'd certainly like to get that as well.
Right. And I know that there was previous talk about utilizing Aurora to do IPDR data collection. Have we moved any closer to that, or?
Yeah, I mean, we've not. I mean, certainly right now that's sort of outside the, I mean, if we did something like that, I think that would probably be outside of the product as it is now. I mean, its focus is on the flow analysis and identifying traffic within the network and analytics for that. If it were doing the IPDR, it would be more that it has a strong collection engine that we would be applying that for bringing that in, but the analytics and stuff would be different. So that would probably still feed into either some system like TNPM for its reporting or ITM or something.
All right. I have more questions around IPDR, but I'll deal with that. I'll talk to you about that later.
Okay.
That's it for me. Thanks.
Yeah.
And at this time, I show no further questions.
Okay. Thank you all who attended. And again, if there are any questions or follow-up questions, our contact information is on these slides. And I appreciate your coming. Thank you.